It's really nice to see new faces, eh? And it doesn't really matter what brought you here, or how you got here, or how you heard about it. It doesn't really matter. It just means to say that somewhere along the line, you're attracted to energy. And in this energy mass, there's a game called life. And we are in this game called life. And this game is created from this mass via a superconscious state which has attached to it a free will and a free mind to play the game exactly the way it wants to play. The second you start to realize a spiritual fact, all your social problems, all your physical, your mental, all problems start to vanish because you see with clarity. That's all it is. You start to see what is instead of what isn't. Because what isn't is the negativity and the wrongs that the mind sees, therefore creates more and more and more. You must go away from that. You must go beyond that. Beyond the belief to the fact, to the realization that inside you truly lies the answer and the secret to all life. And from inside, those separate realities appear. And each reality is it goes higher and higher. Brings you the peace and the love and the true understanding of what is called religion. It's really a beautiful thing because you start to realize how nothingness you really are. Really nothing. Just a laugh, a little joke, a little cosmic joke that's appeared thinking is really something. And it's attached to an ego. And we've got to feed this ego. And the whole world searches in the wrong direction. Because you all go and feed the ego. They feed the sickness. The ego is the illusion of mankind. You must drop the ego. You must start to realize what the ego, how harmful the ego is. And here is where your freedom is found. Because the second you start to see how your ego is creating your problems, at that moment, that very moment, you've seen a spiritual reality. You've seen a spiritual fact. And guarantee. The only time you'll ever see truth, the only time, is in a state of meditation. Because in a state of meditation, you're beyond the mind. You're beyond the concept of thought. Because, you see, only beliefs need thought. And the belief is the illusion of life. But truth, true knowledge, true reality, needs no thought. It just is. It's a split second of God in motion. Of the isness in motion. It just is. And if you can get in the state of meditation more and more, you see what is all the time. And this needs no thought. Because the true workings of a mind is not to think. It's to be an open channel to the isness of all things. And if you can open that channel, you are. And you will always have the free will to close it. Because the free will of mankind and the will of God are truly the same thing. So you can't give it up. It sometimes pretends to give it up. But you've got to have the courage to give, to pretend to give it up, to find out that you can't. Because both wills are one. And the will of God is all things. It doesn't matter if you don't understand. Because I'll tell you, you can't. You can't possibly understand from a thinking mind truth. You've just got to hear it. And if you don't hear it tonight, perhaps you'll hear it tomorrow. Perhaps next day. Perhaps a million years from now. It doesn't matter. But you can't figure it out. Wisdom cannot be figured out from the mind. That is why there's no such a thing as wisdom written or wisdom spoken. Because before the wisdom is heard, or before it's seen, it vanishes. Because it falls on the ears of a thinking man. And truth can't be heard from the mind. It's a trick. It's a cosmic trick. It's a cosmic game, and it's a puzzle. It's a gigantic puzzle. And it's our birthright to find out how the puzzle works, where the pieces go. So we search to find our own true spiritual identity. Every human soul in the world is doing this. It doesn't matter how he's doing it, but he's doing it. Because he is it. And the isness can't possibly hide from itself, for it's always in the game. Nothing can leave. We search in so many ways, but there's only one way. There has always only been one way, and there will always ever only be one way. You see, the churches, the major churches, no matter which nationality, no matter which religion, they all have the way. But that doesn't make any difference to the mind of mankind, because it's the mind of mankind that has lost the way. The way has always been here, and it is written, and it is perfect. But the mind of man has lost it. It's not that religion has lost them, see? True religion is truth. It's not that religion has lost or let them down. It's they have lost the way. And if you go and take somebody else's words and you fight to find the way, you'll never find it. In the meantime, when you don't know, you have no other choice but to go and find a guide that can help you to find the way, even though he or she knows they're absolutely wasting their time talking to you at all, until someday you see beyond what's being said to find the truth and to find what you're searching for. And when you find what you're searching for, you'll find out that the way, truth, whatever you want to call it, repairs your life completely. It, see, truth covers all things. Truth, it's a level of conscious state. And every time your level of conscious state rises, the happenings or the doings that you do to yourself change. Because every time you go up higher, you see with such clarity, so much more love and understanding, that your doings and what is done to you also changes, because it starts to get better and better and better as you go higher and higher, for the simple reason you're allowing the isness of all things to do exactly what it's supposed to do, is give you the perfect life. And all you're doing is by simply going into the state of meditation and seeing spiritual facts, you're opening the channel of your mind to cleanse it completely, so there is nothing in the way between you and the true God of all gods, the true land of knowledge, if you want to call it heaven, call it anything you want. Those are only names that don't mean anything. Don't get caught up in names. We just use words to try and describe the undescribable. Don't listen to the words. Listen beyond the words. It's something you already know. Not telling you anything new. Nothing new. There's nothing new to say. Nothing. It's something you already know. And it changes your life of beliefs to one of facts. See? There is absolutely no way. Absolutely no way. Is it possible for mankind to fix all his problems, all the starving children in the world, all the pollution, all the killings, all the crimes and all the problems, eh? Social problems. It is absolutely impossible for mankind to fix that. Because those things created were created from the same mind of man. Mankind, when he doesn't know what facts are, when he doesn't know what truth is, he must conform to the level of conscious state that he dwells. And whatever we see now on this earth is whatever our collective state of consciousness has created. Now the only way you can get out of it is raise the level of conscious state of humanity. And to do this, there is no intellectual mind in the world capable of doing it. It can only be done by looking inside and seeing truth. And the second people start to see truth, it is very contagious. Because the living souls that are ready will hear it. Once you see spiritual facts, you start to hear people. You start to see the beauty that's in people that you've missed because you were too busy talking to yourself. And know what it is? It's what everybody's searching for. Tranquility. Love. Understanding. Understanding the secrets that lie within. That's where the truth lies. Understanding the spiritual truths that lie within, and you don't have to, you can't possibly find the secret that you search for happiness outside. You can't possibly think it. You must see it. And all you have to do is listen. Just listen to truth. What you've heard now. And I'll guarantee you'll find your happiness. If you want it. And if you don't, that's beautiful. Because it just means you're not ready. Very simple. Just listen. It's too simple. That alone is a challenge to the mind, eh? Gets it busy. Can't be that simple. Well, it's so simple you already know. How simple can it be? And how nice it is to find out that there's nothing, you have done nothing wrong in your life. And all of a sudden you find this truth. Then the wrongs get, so-called wrongs, get less because you understand. That's freedom. Freedom lies within. It lies inside. You can't run away from it. The more you run away from it, the less you get. You got to look inside. Find your spiritual identity. I swear that's where it's at. I swear that if you see what I'm talking about, you'll never again, never have to walk into any kind of workshop or psychologist or psychiatrist. You'll never need anything. I swear it to you. Because you're not finding a belief. You're finding a fact. And that fact manifests, becomes alive. Then you're on the road to freedom. Very soon you start to realize, give up the steps. If you ever find it, no matter how hard you've been searching, if you ever find what I'm talking about, sure as fate, the first thing you'll say to everybody is, give up the search. And they'll say, well, you've been searching for years. It took you years to find it. You'll say, yeah, that's because I kept searching. It's really simple. But, I know it sounds ridiculous to say, oh, give up the search. And I know from the mind it isn't that easy. But if you hear what I'm saying and go beyond the mind, you'll find out it is easy because you already know. And that's a fact. And once you see the difference between a belief and a fact, then your life changes because it's like you're reborn. Because you start to see life. You start to see the beauty that lies out there, not all the negativity. Because if you can see the beauty with the understanding, the negativity isn't negativity, it's just lost souls. On a lower plane, a consciousness, not knowing what they're doing. So it's got nothing to do with you. They're there and we're here. But if any people want to come over and find out how to get unlost, then jump up here. Because that's what it's about. The more you can give it away, the more you get back. Because the more you give away, the more you're accepting and telling the world it's a reality. So therefore, the more you can handle. So you get more. And you give away more. And you get more. And you start bailing it out, and you get bailed back again, because it's endless, eh? And each step of the way is just more and more understanding that it truly is a spiritual reality. It's just a constant flow of energy. You've got to see the falseness to see the truth. And the minds have got it upside down, because that's a trick in the mind again. See, while the ego remains, it all has to fight for it to prove its own existence. And the one thing you should never do is get serious, because if you get too serious on yourself and you start to get upset and blame yourself, then you're feeding your ego and your insecurity. And you see, insecurity is not a fact. It's only a thought from the mind. The same with all our feelings. They're not a reality. They're just a thought. We are the creators of the thought, because it comes from the mind. Go beyond the mind and you find out the fact that insecurity is indeed a thought. If you see this game, you have no doubt at all. You will then, or very soon after, see the secret to life. Because insecurity keeps all negative games going. It's a perfect game. Nothing wrong. It's only we look at it as wrong. But it's, you see, all these things are created from this isness, eh? This buzzing isness. They're all created for a reason, because they are God. The will of God is all things, eh? But it's a secondary game called life, eh? That we've messed up. So we've got to clean it up by raising the level of conscious state, so that they can start to see this as a fact. And it's not like changing to another belief, as I said. It's a fact. See? You must see a fact, and a fact is it's consciousness which is inside you now, being revealed to you. Now, not intelligence. Not intelligence from the mind. I'm talking about the true intelligence, which is a quiescent mind, which is a mind which is an open channel to life. And all it sees is the isness. And inside this isness, all things are perfect, and the mind is used for the receiver of the isness. Truth covers all things. You don't have to talk about your problems. Your problems are a mind-created thing. And here's the secret, is to bypass them. Bypass them, look within, and there lies the knowledge that only you can see.